Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment two of God Invention Radio. We have our guest, Bruce Lagerman, Esquire. He's a licensing attorney and agent. Tonight, acting as a licensing attorney for us to help us. And the first segment, we kind of set the stage on what licensing was about and how to prepare yourself. I'd like, before we start the segment, I'd like to just make a quick announcement. Everyday Edison Season 4 casting call for hardware, tools, and do-it-yourself innovations closes tonight at midnight. Inventors can submit online at www.edisonnation.com/everydayedisons. Okay. So, Bruce, you're with us, right?
I'm here.
Okay. I haven't opened the lines yet or mentioned the email address. I know there's listeners that know where to email and where to call, but I'm going to open the lines. It's 877-474-3302, or you can email me at brian@gotinvention.com, and I'll read your question to Bruce. And I have one already from Howard from Nebraska. I don't have any money, but I have to make a prototype and get protection. What am I supposed to do?
That's a tough one, Howard. It's sort of like the analogy to a car. Without gas, you're not going to get anywhere. With getting your product to market, getting your idea to the marketplace, without having proper funding, it's not likely to happen. So most often, new inventors and so forth who are limited on funds are looking to family and friends. Government organizations, they look for, depending upon the invention area, if it's research in the medical field, they look for grants, these kind of things, and get some funding in that way. You can, there's no one right way to do this. There's multiple ways, but it's awfully hard to go to a company with just an idea or even with a patent application or an issued patent. They want to see the prototype. So that's my opinion. Of course, it could happen with just an idea, but without having the proper funding, not likely to happen.
Okay, so, Howard, take your time and save up, and it may take a little longer than expected, but make yourself up a good prototype, and the people have different opinions on this, but try to get some sort of protection. So when you go to a potential licensee, you act as if, hello, my name is Brian Freed. I'm from so-and-so company. I have a patent. I have patent pending on my product. Here's my business card. Act as if and be prepared. And that's part of the preparation that you were speaking about, Bruce, right?
Right. That's right.
And where do I go to find a licensee?
Great question. It's right at your local stores. If it's a consumer product, office supply or medical product, you can go to your local stores, your local Walmart. You see, look for similar products, see who's making those products. That's a great way to start. Of course, you can go right to the internet, and do some good searching, on companies that make similar products and find them that way. And of course, you can use your local library, which is free, and use some great databases that are not available on the internet, but you can find the companies and find out great contacts within those companies to approach.
Great. And one thing that I can add, Bruce, is that when I have a product and when I first started, and I you start to build contacts and relationships along the way, but when I first started, I went to the stores, like you said, I wrote down the names of the companies, I went home, I did some research. There's products that they have on the shelves at the retailers, but they also have other products that they carry. And I try to do as much research as I can about them. Are they an inventor-friendly type of company? Do they have something that says, submit your product here for a potential licensing deal? Or do they attend trade shows? And what do you think about trade shows, Bruce? Are they important for us to attend if we're looking for a licensee?
Very, very important. A very cost-effective way of going to one event and seeing the industry and having the opportunity to to meet with companies that you want to that you've done your research on. You know they're in the space that you want to get your product out into, and you also allow yourself the opportunity for things to happen. If you're not there with the people that are doing stuff in the market, it's not going to happen. You have to have contacts in the industry. Trade shows are an excellent way to do that. And, you know, there are multiple trade shows to go to typically in any given industry. They happen on an annual basis. And one great tip out of trade shows is there's usually directories.
I love
those. Those directories have tremendous information about who the companies are. They put them in categories. For instance, the International Houseware Show every March in Chicago at the McCormick Center. They put out a very professional book almost. It's probably a half an inch to a three-quarters of an inch thick. And it lists all the companies that are exhibiting at the show, and it gives contacts, it gives what kind of products they sell, it gives their addresses, gives their web address.
It's great.
It's tremendous.
And you know what? You know what I like to do? I like to take older directories, and I do my research before I go to the show, and I try to set up appointments with people, or I do set up appointments, but at least I get some information about them and see who they are and where they are and try to connect up with them prior to the show.
Absolutely, a great idea. If you can schedule some sort of meeting with people at the show prior to getting there, it shows you're professional. They anticipate it. You know, these events, the trade shows are very busy. Their objective at the show is to sell product. You have to keep that in mind. It's very important to respect their time. But, you know, companies, good companies are always looking for the next best thing. New products are the lifeblood of the company. So they typically are, you know, interested in talking. And if you go at a time in the show where it's not as busy as other times, particularly maybe the second day or something like that, I found they have more time. It's not as busy. You can get people's time because all they're doing is standing there. Hmm. Take advantage of that.
It's true. It's true. And I love it. I bring my basket full of ideas, and I bring it to the trade shows, and I say, who is it that I can show a couple products to and see if you're interested in adding them to your product line? And they bring me back to these suites behind the scenes there, and let me see what you got. You got 2 minutes. But whatever it
exactly.
is, whatever it is, you have that opportunity right there, so be prepared and be professional. So, Bruce.
And the likelihood of you having that opportunity just by calling up on the phone and getting past the receptionist is pretty small, unless you know somebody.
Yep. These trade shows, they're free. You register as a trade guest or register as a manufacturer, because you potentially could be a manufacturer, right, as somebody with a new product,
right.
And just go and walk the floor and make sure you wear comfortable shoes.
That's right.
But
that's right.
So that's important information, and trying to find those licensees out there. So going to retail stores, going to trade shows, and what exactly am I looking to license? What is licensable? What's licensable? What intellectual property, or do I need intellectual property to license?
Well, you know, that's, you know, typically, you know, you do need intellectual property if you have an idea. You know, I only, for example, in my practice, I only work with things that are patentable or patented, or protected by some other form of intellectual property, such as trade secret. So because most of these potential licensees are looking for a competitive edge, they don't want to go out on the market with a new product and have their competitors see it and just copy it. So they're looking to see how they can, you know, sell more product than their competitors, as always. And the way they do that is they look for patent protection. I give you another great idea in terms of finding licensees and see if people are interested in innovation. Go to the USPTO website and look for, you know, after you did your market research in the stores or online, you go online to the USPTO.gov under patents, do a patent search, and look for those types of patents on their website, and you'll see who is into that kind of product. Hmm. And you'll see to what extent they're interested in that line.
They're called assignees, right? They're assignees?
That's correct. They're called assignees. And, you know, it takes a little getting used to looking at the website, but the U.S. Patent Office has done a great job. There's a tremendous amount of information on it. They've done a great job.
Absolutely. Well, that's very, very good information. So what about trade secrets, if it's not a product or if it's a trademark? Give us a little bit more ammo what we can license.
What I like to do, you know, in terms of positioning a given technology or product to a potential licensee, I like to make it more than just as much as I can in terms of the intellectual property bundle of rights. And that can include not only patents or patent applications. Of course, patent applications are licensable, but it can include trademarks, for example. And trademarks, what are they? They're almost anything. They can be a color. They could be a name. They could be a slogan. They can be a design. And they connote where the goods or services originate from. So if you can come up with a great trademark for your product and the licensee likes that, you can include that in your license. And that adds additional value to the potential licensee, and obviously you get compensated for that.
What else can you license?
You can license trade secret, you know, information. The best trade secret, I guess, out there, everybody knows, is the formula for Coca-Cola. You know, if you haven't patented, but you have a formulation that is protected by trade secret or protectable by trade secret, that's something that can be licensed. Know-how can be licensed in terms of what information you know about the market that can help potential licensees get to the marketplace faster, more efficiently, and so forth. So there's a whole bunch of intellectual property rights that can be bundled together in the license. It doesn't necessarily have to be just a patent license.
That's very good information. Well, we learned a lot so far. There's two segments that we've just about finished here. And the next segments, we're going to learn how to present our product to a licensee. And when you landed a licensing opportunity, now what? So we'll be back with Bruce Lagerman on Got Invention Radio in segment three in a moment.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With Audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.
Besides the hard work of our incredible WS Radio staff that has decades of experience in the broadcast industry, one of the reasons WS Radio sounds so good is we use Orban technology. We are not alone. Over 50,000 professional broadcasters can't be wrong. From radio, TV, streaming to hardware and software, Orban has been supplying the broadcast industry for nearly 30 years. Great customer service and continued R&D separates Orban from the rest. Learn more at Orban.com.
Do your M2M devices rely on a cellular signal to transmit data? Do your customers rely on that data for processing transactions, asset tracking, managing product inventory, or fleet monitoring? If so, you probably have situations where poor cellular signal is the weak link in your communication. At Wilson Electronics, we provide signal-boosting solutions to work with your device in even the most challenging situations. Our signal boosters and antennas can give you peace of mind by delivering a stronger signal. For more information about Wilson Electronics cellular signal boosters, visit WilsonElectronics.com or call 1-866-839-9282.
Internet Talk Radio works. After all, you're listening to me now. WS Radio has led the industry as the worldwide leader, broadcasting 24/7 online since 2001. To celebrate our 10th anniversary, we are giving away a local WS Radio station. Equipment, location, production, the whole shebang. No purchase necessary to enter. Grab your cell phone and text WSWIN to 313131. That is WSWIN to 313131. Offer ends January 15th, 2011.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.